Kundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions today. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you are having a wonderful Thursday. In 27 years of marriage, I've learned a few things that I'd like to share with you. Some of these lessons were hard learned. And, you know, if I feel like I can save someone else the heartache and the frustration and the trouble, then I am willing to do that. It is my joy to do that, because there are some things that I wish someone had told me, you know, before I married. Coming up, I did not see any healthy, long-lasting relationships, marriages between, you know, man and wife, husband and wife. So I had to figure a lot of things out on my own. Number one, support each other's dreams. Whatever they are, support your spouse's dream. If, you know, me and my husband, we joke sometimes, if he wants to go and build a clubhouse or a tree house, support him, be his biggest cheerleader. That is your position, to be his biggest cheerleader. I'm not saying that you just follow someone blindly, but whatever that dream is, you know, get in there in the trenches with him and try to figure it out to make it a reality. Number two, it's you and your spouse against the world. So don't let anyone come in and disrespect your union. And a lot of times friends and family will fall into this category. Don't let someone come to your house and disrespect your spouse. Don't let someone come into your home and to see you and not speak to your spouse, because it's going to drive a wedge between you and your spouse. You give your spouse the utmost respect, and you command that, or demand that, people in your life give him respect now, or give your wife respect. Now, I'm not saying that people are not going to feel some kind of way, maybe based on some things you shared with that person about what you and your spouse are going through. But at the end of the day, everybody needs to be respectful. And if you have to speak up for your spouse so your spouse does not feel alone, then that's your job. Okay. Always put your spouse's respect, the need for respect. Make sure you major on that. Number three, don't fight over money. We've done a lot of fighting over money. And at the end of the day, after a certain number of years, I wish I could get some of that time back. I actually do. I wish that I hadn't made certain things an issue. Put love first, because money will come and go. But if you love your spouse and your spouse loves you, don't waste time arguing, fighting over money. Number four, always have a desire to understand where your spouse is coming from. If they're angry, sad, frustrated, even if they're on the other side of an issue and you think you're right and they're wrong and you don't agree with what they've said, work to come to some understanding and compromise when necessary. I'm not saying you have to be a pushover or a doormat or a people pleaser, but try to get into, like, you should know your spouse better than you know anyone else. Or you should have a desire to get to that point. And you want to understand where somebody's coming from and what's making them think the way they're thinking, so that you all can resolve whatever issues you have. Now, I want to share what I believe is pretty much the best marriage advice I ever received. And it could just be because I needed it at the time. But when I was younger, my third daughter had just been born. So she's 17. So that tells you how long ago I received this advice. My husband's aunt, Michelle, we were at her house and she just said, we should be praying together. And at the time, it wasn't, you know, we prayed. I would pray. He prays on his own. But we were not praying together. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought, that's exactly what we need. And there's like there. I think at that time we were going through something in that moment. And I thought, how do we, you know, how do I make that happen? You know, how do I, you know, you don't want to be rejected. So how do I suggest to him that we should be praying together? And if you're in that situation, you know, maybe you and your husband, you and your wife are going through something in the moment, pray about praying together. Ask God to show you how to broach the situation, how to get things going. Or if you are just a straight shooter and you're bold, just, you know, the next thing that comes out of your mouth, just say it and let it fall where it falls and let the Lord handle it. Just say, I think we should be praying together, baby. Let's, you know, let's join hands. Let's sit together. Let's pray together for our situation. Let's pray together for the blessings that we're hoping to see in our lives. Let's pray that the Lord will provide for us. Let's pray that God will resolve whatever issues we're dealing with. Pray. Let's pray together. Let's pray over each other, right? That's a beautiful experience. Praying with your spouse is a beautiful experience. Praying for your spouse, laying hands on your spouse and wishing, praying, excuse me, wishing, for saying wishing, praying for the best for your spouse. Your spouse is you. You are your spouse. You are one. And it's like praying for yourself, praying all the best for your spouse. And it's one of the best gifts you can give yourself, your spouse, your children. And like I said, it's the best piece of marriage advice I ever received. And I hope that it's something that resonates with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or Witcher Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.